Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Hicks. This is episode 411, and we're so glad to have you here today. Now, before we jump into this episode, for those of you who are new to this podcast, let me take a minute to tell you about the 5-Minute Discipleship Journal. Earlier this year, I created a journal to help you get more out of your daily time in God's Word. The journal prompts you to discover what God is saying and how you will practically apply it to your life. The 5-Minute Discipleship Journal is available on Amazon for a low cost. I invite you to check it out. Today on the podcast, we are talking about God's miraculous power. This morning, during our services at church, I asked everyone who had ever experienced a miracle to raise their hand. 90% of the people in attendance raised their hand. If you have ever received a miracle, then you believe in miracles. Some today believe God doesn't do miracles anymore. Others say that miracles were reserved only for the Bible times. Today, the intellectuals, the philosophers, and the educators say there are no such thing as miracles. In fact, in an article in the New Yorker magazine about faith, Adam Gopnik wrote, "We know that in the billions of years of the universe's existence, there is no evidence of a single miraculous intercession with the laws of nature." Wow. Listen to those words. Listen how confident he is. He says, "We know that miracles have never happened." As I read the article, I felt sad in my heart that the author had never experienced the miracle-working power of God. I believe there is so much that God wants to show him. You know, an Oxford University Press study said that 70% of Americans believe in miracles. And another poll of 1,100 physicians said that 73% of them believe that the miraculous happens today, or at least there are unexplainable phenomena. The dictionary defines miracles as an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs, God's intervention in our lives. Christianity is a religion of miracles. If you take miracles out of our faith, we have nothing left. You might have a set of ethical instructions, but there would be no power to change the heart and life. The Bible, from the beginning to the end, is a book of miracles. When we read the New Testament Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, about the life of Jesus, we see many miracles Jesus performed. He turned water into wine. He fed 5,000 people at one time. He walked on water. He calmed the Sea of Galilee. We have stories where Jesus healed the lame, the leper, the blind, the deaf, and those with various other diseases. Jesus casted out demons, and he raised the dead. The New Testament church was a church that lived with an expectation of the power of God. Let me ask you, what could happen if you and I lived with a daily expectation that God would hear and answer our prayers? You know, the Bible says all things are possible if we could just believe God. Hebrews says that without faith, it is impossible to please God, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. I've been praying that God would restore our belief and expectation for the miraculous. Now, I understand the lack of faith from those who do not know God, but among those of us who are Christ followers, who walk daily with Jesus, where is our faith? Our struggle is not faith in God's ability, but faith in his willingness. The result is no expectation. Our struggle is not if God can, but if God will. As you read the story of the four Gospels, we learn that people came to Jesus expecting to receive a miracle. I believe expectation is evidence of our faith in Jesus. In Mark chapter 16, verse 20, the Bible says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through accompanying signs." Those were miraculous signs. Acts chapter 2, verse 43, in the New Testament church, the Bible says, "Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles." I believe every miracle points to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Miracles are not a random display of God's power. Every miracle has a purpose. When God works a miracle, he's not just doing something, he is saying something. So let me ask you, why does God do miracles? Here's what I believe. God does miracles as a witness to unbelievers. He also does them as an act of his love, mercy, and compassion. And God does miracles to fulfill his kingdom purposes. If God can create billions of galaxies with just four words, "Let there be light," let me ask you, what can God do in your life? And here's today's challenge. Ask God to restore your belief in His miraculous power. Let's come to God with simple expectation and believe not only that God can do miracles, but that He will. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this podcast is a blessing to you, if you're enjoying these episodes, help me get the word out. Maybe today hit the share button on your podcast app and share this episode on social media or text a friend and invite them to listen in. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.